So, Nigel, comfortable workout in the end. How much of a step forward is that from the last two performances you've seen?
Yeah, well, that's what we aim to do. We build up towards the start of the season and beyond. So I think we've improved in each game. We look a little bit sharper and a bit fitter. And, of course, it makes a difference when you get three or four players back on the pitch as well from injury.
And everybody's come through that unscathed, have they?
Yeah, everybody looked okay. You know, the substitutions were sort of timed for 60 to 70, 80 minutes, whatever. You know, as a sort of the opposite from the other night. And then we'll build up towards 90 minutes in the three games we've got next week.
And McNulty, first appearance from him, probably his first touch, maybe not. Gets a goal, just about.
Yeah, it's nice to see him on the pitch at last. But to give him 25 minutes was good. It's important to play here as well. Talked about this for the young players and the new players to get used to Bramall Lane, and even there's only what a fraction of the crowd that will be in against Bristol City, it's still important to play here.
I think he was 17 today in terms of confidence and assurance on the ball. Reid looks good, doesn't he? How do you see his development?
Yeah, he's coming on lovely, and it is incredible that he is only just 17. So very pleased with how he's done so far pre-season, and that's why he's in the team today.
Is he starting? Because I mean, I wasn't there, but I heard he played pretty well down at Northampton as well. Is he starting to make a name for himself and possibly getting more of a run out this year than maybe he'd thought previously?
Yeah, maybe it's just the protection. You know, we've got to look after them and make sure that they don't play too much at that age, and especially in the first team. But he'll be in and around the first team and in and around the under 21 squad as well, and then his development will just continue from there. But he does look a good prospect at the moment.
In terms of formulating your plans, and there's still a lot of football to be played between now and then, are they starting to crystallise for the Bristol City match and beyond?
Yeah, but you never know who we're going to have available, or, you know, we'd like a couple more players in, one or two before then, and you know, you never know, we might lose one or two. So but you see today it's step on again from the last couple of games, and a little bit more pattern. You know, we've got the midfield in there with Scougal and Basham, and a holder sitting with little Reedy, or, you know, it can be Doyley, anybody, James Wallace when he's fit. We've got two wide men out there as well, not Flinney, but Campbell Rice and Murphy. Jose held the ball up well, so it's nice to see that sort of formation.
Well, let's talk about the injuries then. Flynn and Wallace, how far away are they from getting some pre-season football?
Flynn should play on Tuesday against Huddersfield for some part, and James Wallace might be York just to have a little 15-20 minutes, but certainly I think we're at Harrogate the Tuesday after, so we're aiming for him to play in that one.
Pleasing then that neither are too far away from playing.
No, that's nice. You know, one of the biggest things pre-season is to get through without serious injury, and you know, lads are going to pick up niggles and they're going to miss a few days or a week here or there, but you don't want anything much longer than that.
George Long has moved on for 6 months down to Oxford. Why them? Happy that he's got some football elsewhere?
Yeah, they're the ones that came in for him, and we had agreed the deal. George was happy to go. The level's good for him, League Two, playing week in, week out, just game experience. I think it epitomised it the other night at Northampton, where he'd had a very good game, makes one misjudgment, cost us a penalty. Those sorts of things, it's just experience on the pitch that will eradicate those mistakes.
It's 6 months. Is there a recall in there for Sheffield United? How does it work with goalkeepers?
No, you can't have a recall in a standard loan, which is window to window, unless you lose every other professional goalkeeper you've got. So, but, you know, we'll have a few loans ready. George Willis will probably go on the bench, although he could do with some experience himself. But we're very happy with Mark as the number one for now.
And he really will then get 6 months in the real world, then playing for Oxford.
Yeah, it's great. You know, the level doesn't matter so much for goalkeepers. It's about him playing football week in, week out. And he's ready. Both of them, whichever one we start is number one, the other one is too good to sit on the bench.
Let's talk about potential signings. Has anything progressed on the search for any of the additions you're still hoping to have?
Yeah, we've made one or two inquiries, but been knocked back so far, so we keep asking.
The striker then, I mean, is that the priority, if you like, at the minute?
Yeah, I think so. Although when you see Mark McNulty coming back on, and Ports did well when he came on there, and Jose started the game, there's three straight away without Murphy. So as we've said all along, we want the right one.
There's been noises, if you like, coming out of the northeast about Maguire today, and reports of that Hull City have cooled their interest after, you know, United have just stood firm over Harry Maguire. What's your reading of that situation right now?
Nothing's changed at all in the situation. The club have put a valuation on him, which we think is reasonable. That hasn't been reached. So he's in the squad. The reason he didn't come on tonight, he felt unwell yesterday. He he played golf actually yesterday, and he had a bit too much sun, believe it or not.
Right.
And he felt if you do that, you'd be strange. You'd be amazed in this country, but he did 4 or 5 hours in the sun, and he felt rough. You know, he got the shivers and stuff, so we didn't want to risk him tonight.
Right. You've just killed quite a lot of the conspiracy theorists. Harry Maguire didn't play tonight. Where's he going?
Well, you could have seen him yesterday afternoon when he came in. He did, you know, he did feel rough, so there's no point in risking anybody in that situation.
Because of the fact then of the situation hasn't changed with Hull or anybody else for that matter, does that give Sheffield United a bit of extra leverage here and say, come on, let's get round the table here and sort something out?
Yeah, we've said there'll come a point when that happens. We hope that's when it's dead and buried, but I don't think it is dead and buried yet. I think talks are still going on between the two clubs. So we'll have to wait and see what transpires from that.
In terms of your own work and additions there, are you optimistic that something might happen in the not too distant future and before the start of the season in maybe getting an addition or two?
Ideally, but if it doesn't, then we'll wait for August, and then we'll wait maybe for the loan window after that. So you can see tonight we've got a good squad, we've got some good youngsters as well. So the deal has to be right, and has to be the right sort of player to come in. I'm not just going to bring any old striker in just to fill in and say, oh, we've now got four strikers. There's no point in that.
Just finally, you had a couple of lads on trial, and Ndidi, wasn't it, and Crawford. What is the plan for them? Are you going to look at them further?
Not Adam Ndidi, unfortunately. Didn't think he was quite up to what we were looking for. And Robbie Crawford got injured the other night, and he's still injured from that. Probably won't be fit for another week or so. So we'll keep him around, give him some treatment, try and get him fit. And then hopefully he might play another game for us.
In the games that follow, are you planning on looking at any other trialists potentially?
No, not at this stage. Pretty much the squad that you've seen, with Flinney hopefully coming in as well.